Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passionate Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 14, Tuesday, 2020, day 105. Today's topic, Lord Jesus, in your faithfulness, destroy COVID-19. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace. And feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and loving Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 54 verses 1 to 7, Joshua chapter 9 verse 3 to chapter 10 verse 43, Luke chapter 16 verses 19 to 17, chapter 17, verse 10, Proverbs 13, verse 4. Today's main passage, Psalm 54, verses 4 to 7. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a free will offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, Lord Jesus, in your faithfulness, destroy COVID-19. Psalm 54 verses 1 to 7 describes how God rescued King David two times out of the betrayal of the men of Judah living in Ziph that David escaped King Saul's killing. Instead, David had two opportunities to kill King Saul, but he did not do that, trusting God will act in his own time. You are welcome to read 1 Samuel chapter 23 and 26. To know what happened in these two historical crises and opportunities. How did God make danger into security, weakness into strength? What touches my heart most is the total trust of David to God. This trust made him to tell God that he is going to make a free will offering in the most dangerous moment. A commentator explains the importance of David making his free will offering, according to Psalm 54, verse 6. He says, this is a free will offering. It was an offering that didn't need to be made. It was done freely out of gratitude. Wow, David made a free will offering in the most dangerous time and not to hold everything he had like most people. This is such a wonderful intimate relationship of God and David. Another commentator says, David has no other plea to depend upon that than God's name, no other power to depend upon than God's strength. And these he makes his refuge and confidence. God is faithful, no other salvation other than him. Oh, Lord, because of your trust to you, because of our trust to you, our praise and offering to you, in your faithfulness, destroy COVID-19. Yes, Lord Jesus, help us to trust you totally to experience your faithfulness destroying COVID-19. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you trust God totally? Praising him and making offering to him to experience his faithfulness. Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.